Friday morning, time to go beyond the playbook. And with us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. It was a big letdown last week, Matt. And the Bills don't exactly get what you'd call an easy rebound this week against the New England Patriots. But before we get into the game, give us a little context on this matchup.
Yeah, they don't get much of a reprieve as they essentially have two opponents this weekend. They're facing the 6-1 New England Patriots, and they're also facing the stiff winds of history. That's not quite hyperbole. The Patriots have not been swept by a division opponent in 15 years, and the Bills haven't swept them in 17 years. And, of course, this all coincides with the tenure of Coach Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And it's Brady whose dominance over the Bills will really make your eyes pop. It's against Buffalo that Brady has the second highest winning percentage for a quarterback against a single team in history. To say he's owned the Bills would be an understatement. The Bills do have a little positivity to hang their helmets on, though. As I mentioned, the Patriots are 6-1 with that one loss coming in Foxborough against the Bills in week 4. And yes, it was without Tom Brady, but the Patriots were still 3-0 headed into that game, and the Bills shut them out. Overall, with injuries and Bill Belichick's historic propensity to not let teams get the best of him two times in a single year, this one sets up as a bit of an uphill battle for the Bills on Sunday.
That's not a good start to things as we play this out, but how do you see the game playing out?
Yeah, it's actually one of the more difficult games to predict, at least I think. It shouldn't be, given the Bills' most recent letdown against the Dolphins and the Patriots' recent dominance. And it's actually the Bills' narrow loss to the Patriots in New England last season, which might be a preview for Sunday. And it was in this game they had nothing short of a masterful defensive performance, probably their best of that season despite the loss. They used a number of different defensive fronts to blitz Brady and consistently got to him. And that's where the tough-to-predict part comes in. I'd guess that Rex Ryan will attempt to employ a similar strategy in this matchup, and therein lie both the opportunity and the problem. Bill Belichick has that deserved reputation as a master tactician in his coaching tenure, and if Ryan employs an attacking strategy, I expect the Patriots to be ready. However, readiness can't overcome matchup talent, and the only way the Bills create an opportunity here is if they're simply better than the Patriots' protection, despite New England's anticipation of a defensive game plan. All that being said, to use an election analogy, the Bills' path to victory is narrow come Sunday. Their offense severely hobbled without Sammy Watkins and, more importantly, an injured LeSean McCoy. And if the present and past is any indication, the Bills' defense as a whole just has not been up to the task of taking down Tom Brady, but we shall see.
Yeah, Brady will be back, so that does not look good for the Bills. So we could say maybe they end up losing this game, or better hopes if they end up winning the game. Either way, though, where does it leave the Bills?
This game sets up to be the sliding doors type of game for the Bills and its fan base. Win and the door and the season open up once again. We'll be 5-3, one game back of the Patriots in the division with the tiebreaker in hand. Lose, many fans are going to feel as though the season's door has slammed shut once again, as they'll be 4-4, forgetting about any division with a very little margin of error as they head into the tough part of their schedule. And then they're is the pesky weight of history they'll have to contend with, as fans are more and more worn out by the Bills' generational inability to turn the corner with the Patriots. Did you know that before this season, 10 of the 20 games between the two teams over the last decade were decided by a touchdown or less? Mm. Half the games were within one score, yet the Patriots are 18-2 over that stretch. How can that be? Well, the Patriots consistently had better talent, but equally or perhaps more important, when matchups are tight, they've had better strategy and management to consistently stay ahead. Yes, they're a team that's cheated on a number of occasions. It's too bad, because they are a very well-run football team with or without Brady. And I point to the stat of close games because it's this record that shows how many times Bills fans have felt things were close, yet they were in reality so very far away. And that's why my expectations for this game are low. But hey, if they can win, it'll certainly reignite hopes for the season.
That's a great Buffalo way of approaching things. Low expectations, hope for the best, right?
Indeed, Jay.
Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you.